This is the Spin Talk Podcast.
Catch Spin Talk with Lauren live on Spin 103.8 weekdays from 1.
Love that. Chasing Abby, that is Talk to Me on Spin Talk with Rachel, where we're chatting about the TV shows that freaked you out as a kid. And the reason we're chatting about it is because of a thread that we spotted on Twitter about the Animals of Farthing Wood, if you remember that show, and all the animals who died in it. And the person who spotted it on Twitter is producer Sharon. Sharon, how are you?
Good, thank you. Not so good, though, after reading that thread. It's quite graphic.
It's quite disturbing, but I'm glad you found it and like brought this to our attention, because I was a big fan of the Animals of Farthing Wood. Will we play some of the theme song, just in case, just to jog people's memories?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Turns a bit dark there.
That is probably to signify all the gruesome deaths that have happened on this show.
Because when you think about it, like, you think, oh, lovely animals are living in a wood, nothing sinister happening here.
But then do you remember at the beginning of the credits, the very first thing you saw was this big, like a truck pouring concrete into the forest. So that should have really signified what was to come.
We probably should have copped on. So look, you spotted this thread. This guy went through all the episodes and listed kind of the main deaths in the show.
Yeah, so this went viral during the week. A guy by the name of Ben said he's rewatched The Animals of Farthing Wood and says there is a horrific casualty list. And I mean, the thread is 13 tweets long, so you know for yourself that it's going to be a long one. But I'll just go through a few things. So the Newt family were burned to death.
The Newt family were burned? I don't remember that one. Horrendous.
The Mrs. Pheasant was shot and cooked and presumably eaten, and Mr. Pheasant suffered the same fate when he was watching his wife being eaten.
Good God.
I watched this as a kid and this didn't faze me at all.
I just wonder if this kind of show would be allowed on TV these days. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think so. And I think there's a few TV shows that fit into that bracket of no way would they be on television.
I don't know if kids these days could handle The Animals of Farthing Wood. I mean, actually, in saying that, I went to see Coco last night, which is brilliant, incredibly sad. It's all about death, but in kind of probably a nicer way than The Animals of Farthing Wood, which is like cutthroat. Who else is on the death list?
So we have Baby Rabbit, who was nearly strangled in a snare. Some of them were very close calls. Some of them survived, which is good to hear. But then this is a really tough one. Three baby mice were murdered by a bird who impales them on spikes as their parents watch. It was very graphic. And I think one of the standout scenes for us was the hedgehogs.
Yeah, now the hedgehogs, if anyone watched the program, they'll remember this. So I can't remember why, but they all had to leave the wood, I think, because they were going to be building houses in the wood. So they had to move to a new wood. White Deer Park, I think, is what it was called. It's all coming back to me. And they had to cross this really busy road to get there. So it was a big dual carriageway. It was a big effort to get everyone across, right?
Motorway, lots of cars.
Everyone was, you know, scared but doing a good job, except for the hedgehogs. Now, they were very nervous and it was very tense. Will they make it across the road? Well, I won't do a spoiler, but let's play the clip.
Come on, dear. Better get moving.
All right, don't fuss. I'm coming.
Travelers, when the cars move, I want to stop. Come on, dear.
I can't.
Please.
Don't curl up. Whatever you do, dearest, don't curl up.
They didn't make it, Sharon.
The music was terrifying.
They
didn't make it. And in case you missed it there at the end, that was like a truck or something that came in. And I remember that was a standout moment for me. I think I cried my eyes out. My mom had to comfort me watching that TV show, but that was on at maybe 11 in the morning. It was a very graphic, a lot of animals died for a kids' TV show. It's kind of hard to believe that was shown back then.
It was hardcore. I mean, they didn't cut any corners there. No. It was all out in the open. But look, that was The Animals of Farthing Wood. We want to hear about the TV shows that freaked you out as a kid. You know, there doesn't have to be death involved. We've actually went around the office this morning.
We
Sharon,
did.
We
went around the office and asked a few people in Spin 103.8, what were the TV shows that scared them as a kid?
I remember always being very petrified of Are You Afraid of the Dark? There was some episode that definitely had something to do with spaghetti bolognese, and it put me off eating spaghetti bolognese for ages. So that used to frighten the bejesus out of me, because it used to be on after watching Sabrina on Nickelodeon. So I'd be watching Sabrina and then that would come on and I'd be like, ooh!
When I was a young boy, I used to watch The Neverending Story, and I was absolutely terrified by that massive dog at the end. And also, there are these massive turtles in The Neverending Story. Once again, absolutely terrifying. Morlad the Turtle, if you're listening, please, you ruined my childhood.
So I had a fear of dogs when I was younger, so the thought... So the sight of seeing Clifford the big red dog on my television screen absolutely horrified me. The dog was huge, and his owner, I can't remember her name, but she was tiny, and I was afraid that he was going to eat her or maim her. But luckily he was a friendly dog, and it still scares me today though.
I never liked the BFG. The BFG, the big friendly giant, the clue's in the name, big friendly, but I think just because he was so huge, there was something unnerving about him. And the weird cucumbers as well. Not my cup of tea.
Goosebumps. Yep, I used to love reading the books, and then I would watch the TV shows, and my imagination, which was much more tame when I read the books, it was, I was terrified watching the TV show.
Okay, so there's two things from TV as a kid that stand out to me. First of all, Don't Laugh, but the Rugrats. That episode where Chucky, he ate a watermelon seed, and Angelica had convinced him that now watermelon is going to grow in his tummy. So I remember as a kid, I swallowed a watermelon seed, and I was convinced that a watermelon was going to come out of my belly. That was the first one. The second one, I'm sure a lot of people share this, was Are You Afraid of the Dark? There's a particular episode, can't remember what it was called or what the actual story is, but somehow these kids get trapped in a library, and this ghost lady walks around with like a small chest, like a little drawer, and when you try to scream, when she comes near you, she opens the drawer and your voice goes into it and you can't scream. So yeah, moral of the story is don't eat watermelon seeds and don't get trapped in libraries.
I used to watch Goosebumps. I wasn't afraid of watching this series, it was the opening. Do you know when the golden labrador was at the start and his eyes just lit up? I was like afraid of that the whole time, because I had a golden labrador as well, so at night time I was like afraid his eyes are going to light up when I saw him in the dark. But no, that didn't happen. But still, kind of unsuitable a little bit.
That is all coming back to me now. The golden retriever with the yellow eyes.
The demon style eyes. Yeah, they were very scary. If you had a golden retriever, you were probably looking at him a little bit sideways. Goosebumps was a very popular one. And are you scared of the dark?
Are you afraid of the dark? So that is in the Spin 103 offices, what we were scared of as kids, the TV programs we watched growing up. And I'd love to hear yours on the show today. Already loads coming in. And like, honestly, I'm getting a bit scared reading them. You can text or WhatsApp us. We're 087 711 1038. We'll be getting to them in just a few.
Spin Talk with Subway. Chicken tikka or meatball marinara. The choice is yours. Subway. Keep discovering.
Spin 1038.
At Des Kelly Interiors, we don't do nice deals on wood flooring. We do the best deals on wood flooring. See for yourself in store at Des Kelly Interiors.
Next summer, follow the sun to France with Irish Ferries. Travel together from Rosslare on the ever-popular Oscar Wilde or from Dublin on the W.B. Yeats, our stunning new cruise ferry. Enjoy daily sailings with your choice of routes, dates and cabins.
Follow.
Book now at irishferries.com with a €100 deposit, and for a limited time only, get 10% off your fare. Irish Ferries to France. Travel together. Terms and conditions apply.
MCD proudly presents Dappy, live at the Academy Dublin, Tuesday, February 27th. Tickets €23, including booking fee, are on sale now from Ticketmaster. Dappy, live at the Academy Dublin, February 27th. Tickets on sale now.
At McCabe's Pharmacy, we want to help you live well. Buy one, get one half price across a huge selection of vitamin and wellness products in-store and online at McCabe'sPharmacy.com. Enjoy 25% off health checks, including cholesterol, glucose and new vitamin D testing. Ask your pharmacist for details. Live well with McCabe's Pharmacy. Advice and service you can trust.
Are you looking for a great night out? Then look no further than Doyle's Late Night Bar and Club, home to the very best DJs upstairs playing your favourite sounds all weekends. The best part is, it's always free in. So get into Doyle's Late Night Bar on College Street, right opposite Trinity. Make it Doyle's in town every weekend till late.
Boats, get your line and news.
I'll take one.
Sean, could you have a look at the weather section there?
Sure. Another sunny Friday on the island.
I had almost missed the rain.
This Friday, the EuroMillions jackpot is an estimated 110 million euro. Play responsibly via the app, in-store or at lottery.ie. Share the dream.
Cover in a click.
Low-cost car insurance for young drivers.
Cover in a click.
Low-cost insurance for young drivers.
City Financial Marketing Group Limited, trading as cover in a click.ie, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Eurocycles, Euro baby. Come on now, lads. The crack is mighty.
The Eurocycles, Euro baby. Prices can't be bent. For bicycles and things with wheels and lots for babies, yeah.
Eurocycles, Euro baby. Massive stock clearance sale at Eurocycles, Euro baby. Long Mile Road, Swords and Drogheda. Sale ends Sunday, 6 p.m.
The Eurocycles, Euro baby. Prices can't be bent. For bicycles and things with wheels and lots for babies, yeah.
See your product range and buy online at eurocycleseurobaby.com.
Creating a perfect holiday is just like creating anything. You start off with the basics, like, I want a beach holiday. Then you add a little more, a four-star hotel. Then you add a few more flourishes. Near the beach, a local restaurant. Flights to your favourite destination. And it's all been reviewed by people like you. And before you know it, you've made something really special. Book your perfect holiday. Search Travel Republic now. Travel Republic, yours for the making.
Get involved in the conversation. Call now, 01646-1038.
This is
Spin Talk.
Oh, I'm loving this chat we're having today. We're chatting about the TV shows that freaked you out as a kid on Spin Talk today. And we're chatting about it because of a thread we found on Twitter of a guy who decided to go back and rewatch every episode of The Animals of Farthing Wood and make a list of all the animals who died in it. And it turns out most of them bloody died in it. And it was a little bit disturbing to watch as a kid. So I'd love to hear from you today about the TV programs that freaked you out. Like, it doesn't mean you didn't watch them, right? But they made you a little bit uneasy. You can text us or WhatsApp. We're 087 711 1038. Loads and loads of comments coming in already. But I'll go straight to the phones. And Claire is there. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
Claire, what freaked you out as a kid?
The Morbegs.
Oh, the Morbegs, yes.
Terrifying.
What even were they, Claire?
I've no idea. They had, like, it was like socks for ears or something, and like wee little waistcoat jackets on them. There was a boy and a girl. I remember that.
I think, do you know, I don't know why, but okay, years ago I was on this children's TV quiz on RTE, right? I don't know why. But one of the questions was, what were the names of the Morbegs? And for some reason I remembered them and I won a point on the show and I've never forgotten. I think their names were Molly and Rossa.
Oh God, because they were Irish.
They were. This was like an RTE program.
Yeah, yeah.
And Claire, like, let's dig deeper here. What exactly freaked you out about the Morbegs?
Mainly their eyes, because their eyes would keep moving, even though they've stopped moving their head. And their eyes would flick to the camera and just stare at you. But they're not facing the camera at all. You're like, oh my God, it's staring at me.
So you're freaked out because they were just like giving you the death stare. They were looking right into your soul, Claire.
Yeah, and just, I don't know, their fur on them and the way they just like, they're, yeah, like, I'd be terrified of like dolls. And you know those hand puppet dolls where their mouths just go down and up.
Oh yeah, like the ones that you like press them on their back. They had a little button.
It's like, what are they called?
They like the Sesame Street puppets. No.
Kind of like that. That's exactly the way their mouths would move. But Sesame Street was grand. I love Sesame Street.
Okay. And so, like, if the Morbegs came on, Claire, on TV, like, would you turn it off or would you have to sit through it?
No, I felt like they knew I was watching. And if I turned them off, they would get really angry with me. So I just had to watch it and pretend that I was okay with them. I don't know. I had a weird imagination when I was a child.
I love that. You were afraid the Morbegs were going to come and get you if you didn't watch them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, convinced of it, that they were going to, like, they knew they were going to come through the TV screen or something at me. I don't know. Oh.
That's amazing, Claire. Thanks so much for coming on.
No worries.
Oh, you poor thing.
Not the only weird one out there.
No, trust me, there are so many messages coming in. A lot of kids traumatised by things. So, look, you're not alone, Claire. Thanks a million.
No worries, see you.
Poor Claire there, she still sounds traumatised. It's like she can still see them on her TV screen. She was terrified of the moorbags as a kid. If anyone else was, let us know. Or what were you afraid of? What TV programme freaked you out as a kid? 087 711 1038. Neve is next. Hi, Neve.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Thanks for coming on. So this wasn't a TV series that freaked you out. It was a particular episode of a TV series.
Yes.
Tell me more.
So I used to be a fan of the Teletubbies when I was younger. So
oh, yeah.
I would have been about 4 or 5 at the time. And we were watching it. Me and my cousin used to watch it together. And we were watching this one particular episode where, you know, they would stand or they would sit on a hill, like a field, and they would go out to the field. And in every episode, they would sit on this hill and something would appear, like a program or something would appear in front of them.
Oh, I actually don't remember that, but go on.
Okay, maybe it was just a nasty this episode. I'm not quite sure. But in this particular episode, they all sat on the hill and a house would appear in front of them. And it would be, all the blinds would be down, and then there would be this puppet walking around humming. And in this particular episode, when the puppet was going around humming, he was walking around, and then he would appear in this one room, and then the lights would come on, and then he'd be looking at you singing, and it was just so creepy.
Wait, sorry, he was looking at the Teletubby singing, or you singing?
Yeah, so he was humming, just walking around the house, and then he went up, I think it was like upstairs, and then the blinds came up, and then he was looking at you, and he would start opera singing, and then he'd stop. He'd stop singing out of nowhere, and then he'd just look at you for like 30 seconds.
What?
Yeah, so weird.
That is so creepy. Was it supposed to be one of these like audience participation things? Like, were you supposed to sing back at him or something?
I'm not sure. Like, the song, he wasn't singing any words. He was walking around the house humming in the dark with the blinds down, and then the lights would come on in different rooms, and then he'd be walking from room to room, and then randomly he'd stop, open the blinds, look at you, and then he'd start opera singing for like 10 seconds and then stare at you for 30 seconds in
what?
Silence. And then the house just disappeared and that was it. I was literally bawl crying looking at him, me and my little cousin, and we'd run out of room and everything.
That is terrifying. Like, that is the whole notion of, like, you know, a stranger staring at you out of a window. Like, terrifying.
And it wasn't a very friendly looking puppet, I remember as well. It was actually really, really creepy. And I'm sure if you look it on YouTube, it's one of them things that you can't look away from as well when you do see it.
Okay, so I'm gonna actually look for it on YouTube there. So hold on, Teletubbies, opera singer maybe. And just while we're on the subject of Teletubbies, right? How badly did you want to taste the Tubby toast?
Oh, stop! Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was like my absolute dream.
Yeah, and the Hoover.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Only when you said it to me, well, not to me, when I was listening to the radio earlier and you were talking about Animals of Fire and Wood and everything came back to me. And then I remember the Teletubbies and then that one particular episode, and I actually think I'm feeling a bit of trauma at the moment from my past.
I'm so sorry to everyone who's like reliving the trauma of the Animals of Fire and Wood today, but I just felt it was important to bring it up because when we were talking about it in the office, it all came flooding back to us, and I just wanted to see if anyone else remembered. Come here, Niamh, I actually have the YouTube clip of your man singing here. Hold on, can we get him up? Oh, here he is. This guy. Oh no, wait, he stopped. Come back here. Was it that guy?
Yes.
Yeah, there he is. He's back to haunt your dreams. And he is weird. He's literally standing in the window now looking at me, and then he closes the blinds and he goes to a different window. What is it all about?
Yeah, so crazy.
Terrifying. Listen, Claire, thanks a million for that, and thanks for coming on. Sorry, Niamh, thanks a million.
No problem. Thanks a million.
That really gave me the creeps watching that. Type it into YouTube there if you're near a computer, Teletubbies and the opera singer man who sings at the window. Like, just bizarre stuff. What freaked you out as a kid on the TV? 087 711 1038. Cuiva's next. Hi, Cuiva.
Hey, how are you?
I believe you have another Teletubbies episode that freaked you out.
I don't know who wrote the episode for Teletubbies, but there was definitely something wrong with them. Like, I remember this one, and I remember bringing it up to my mom like years later, and she was like, yeah, there was loads of complaints from parents about that, and it made the news and all this stuff.
Oh, really?
It was that episode, and I can remember it really well, that, like,
it was like a lion chasing a bear. And it had really, really dark, menacing music and all this kind of stuff. And it was just, I can remember being so scared.
I do remember this because my sister was little when like they were at their height. So we used to always watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm watching it now. Yeah, they're like, they were kind of big cardboard cutouts of bears.
Yeah, that's
lions.
It. They were like, they were like on sticks or something. They'd pop up over the hills and then you see him, the lion chasing the bear, and then they'd pop down and all this stuff. And oh my God, like I can remember that so well.
Like, does it still haunt your dreams?
Not so much now, but like, I remember talking about it when I was like 10 or 11 or something, just because I had a dream about it. And I remember saying it to my mum. She was like, oh, do you not remember this this Teletubbies episode? And you had nightmares for like a week after it. And she was saying that, you know, loads of parents called in and made news and there was complaints and everything. And
yeah, no, sorry. I'm just absolutely mesmerized. I have them here on YouTube. And like their eyes are those weird eyes that kind of float around, like the pupils kind of. Yeah, that's not like that. Because Teletubbies was for young kids, like under fives.
Yeah. I don't know who wrote these episodes or thought they were okay, but God.
Absolutely terrifying stuff. Cuiva, thanks a million for coming on.
No worries, thanks.
Wow, it's really like becoming more apparent that Teletubbies was really scary. Like all round. If it scared you and you can remember a particular episode, 087-711-1038. But come here, there's so many messages coming in of TV programs that just like didn't sit well with you when you were a child. Sarah on Facebook says, what about 40 Coats? Just the look of him freaked me out. I had awful nightmares about him and was delighted when the show ended. And now I didn't know what 40 Coats was, so I put it into Google and it seems to be like a very old RTE program. That was on, I think, maybe in like the 80s or something. Oh, no, the 90s. Okay, sorry, the 90s. But I don't know what it's about. But just by looking at the pictures, it looks absolutely terrifying. It's basically people dressed up. Like there's like a wizard and there seems to be like a schoolgirl. I'm going to say it. The costumes are not great and the hair and makeup not great, which I think probably added to how scary the series was, even though I don't know what it's about, even the look of them. 40 Coats looks terrifying. Like if you met him down a dark alley, you'd be terrified of him. If anyone else watched that, will you tell me more about it and what exactly it was about? 087-711-1038. Christina says, I remember when I used to watch Are You Afraid of the Dark? I could never sleep afterwards. Me and my sister used to crawl into each other's beds to comfort each other after watching it. Yeah, Are You Afraid of the Dark was incredibly scary, especially because it was, you know, it was for kids. Now, I would always watch it and then regret watching it because you wanted to see it because you wanted to be brave. But it was always just incredibly scary. Jill has said on Facebook, and I don't really get this, she said she was afraid of the Incredible Hulk. I don't really find him, I don't think he's scary, is he, Jill? I wouldn't be afraid of him, but maybe you would. 087-711-1038. Sinead says, yeah, again, I was terrified of Are You Afraid of the Dark? And the computer sketches on Crimeline as well, they gave me nightmares. I don't remember them now, Sinead, I have to say. Nora says, Snow White scared the absolute bejesus out of me. I still hate it. Yeah, when you think about Snow White, like the old Disney Snow White, it is like the witch in Snow White, absolutely terrifying. Like she was scary to look at, but also she was trying to kill Snow White, which, you know, is doubly terrifying. Michael says, oh yeah, Michael, I think a few people have texted in on this one. He says, one that still gives me nightmares to this day is Watership Down. Yeah. He said it's a cartoon about rabbits, so parents all thought it was for kids. And then he says in capital letters, it is not for kids. Okay, Michael, I agree with you though. I did see it. I can't remember exactly what happened. I do remember the rabbits, a lot of them died. I do remember there was a lot of blood, like a lot of cartoon blood, and there was definitely an evil rabbit, but I can't exactly remember what happened. But yeah, Watership Down, absolutely terrifying. Kira on WhatsApp says, Jumanji, my brother used to turn it on to scare me and get me out of the room. Jumanji is pretty scary. A lot of bad stuff happens in Jumanji. The flooding, the guy who, wasn't there a guy who used to chase Robin Williams' character with like a knife, wasn't it? It was pretty scary stuff. Dee says, yeah, The Animals of Farthingwood. What? Is still on RTE every morning at 6:45. Oh my God. She says, I've rewatched it with my 2-year-old and now he says, Oh, it's dead anytime an animal is still. That's amazing. I can't believe it's still on, like 6:45 a.m. You think at least they'd make you like put it on a bit later. But that's so funny that your son just kind of assumes they're all dead, because a lot of them do die. They die a lot. If you miss, we were talking about it earlier, the animals of Farthing Wood. And the one that still stands out and kind of haunts me is when they're trying to cross the road with the hedgehogs, and the hedgehogs just, they get scared and they curl up in a ball and they don't make it. And it's sad. Like, I have to say, it hasn't done me any lasting damage, but I am surprised to hear that it's still on the TV, because I just didn't think kids these days could hack it, you know? I thought the world was too PC for the animals of Farthing Wood, but apparently not. Nathan says, fact or fiction beyond belief scared the life out of me as a kid. I have to say now, I don't remember that one, Nathan. Becky says, courage, the cowardly dog used to terrify me, but I still loved it. Again, I don't remember that one. Courage, the cowardly dog. Let me just put this in the old Google now. Oh, yes, I do remember him. He was on Cartoon Network. He was like a small little pink dog that kind of walked on his hind legs. He was a bit weird, a bit like Ren and Stimpy, who, again, I did not enjoy. I thought they were really weird and very rude. Susie says, Darby O'Gill and the Little People, weirdest thing ever. Yeah, absolutely terrifying. The little leprechaun guy, no one liked him. And Amy says, I used to love the animals of Farthing Wood. I just YouTubed it after listening to the show and I watched the badger's death. It's too real and so sad. Yeah, Amy, like, I loved it. I had all the videos of it. I used to watch it all the time, but it was really scary. And yeah, the scene with Badger's death in it was one of the most heartbreaking moments of my childhood. Badger was kind of like the old man of the group, if you will, and he kind of rallied them all together. And one day he got quite sick and he didn't wake up. It was very emotional. But look, loving all of these, please keep them coming. The TV shows that freaked you out as a kid, you can text or WhatsApp us. We're 087 711 1038. So many coming in. Jenny says, do you remember the Terrahawks? They were terrifying. I can't remember an episode, but the characters were so scary. I don't remember the Terrahawks, but Sharon's just put in a picture to me there. And oh dear God, what even is that? Oh my God. But they look like kind of, I want to say like witches made from trees. And they have like these terrifying claws. I just can't believe that someone thought that would be like an okay thing to make into a TV show for kids. Like truly, I can't understand it. That is absolutely terrifying. Shelley says the labyrinth was unbelievably scary, especially the part with the stairs. I don't really remember labyrinth, which is probably terrible to say, but I actually don't remember it, Shelley, but I'll take your word for it. Yeah, there's so many, and loads of people saying Teletubbies as well, like, were terrifying. Lots of like specific episodes from that were really, really scary. So many terrible ones coming in. Someone saying one episode of SpongeBob was really scary as well and really like scared someone. Squidward was terrifying just in general because he was so cranky. Dan says Grizzly Tales for Gruesome Kids gave me nightmares. The episode about the wax figures, I don't remember that. Like, but like, I like, obviously some kids enjoy these kind of creepy stories because Are You Afraid of the Dark, Goosebumps, they were all incredibly popular when we were kids. Thank you so much for all your messages on this and for letting us talk about the animals of Farthing Wood, because I felt like we really had to get it out after talking about it this morning, about poor hedgehog and badger dying. Terrifying stuff, but keep the conversation going on our Spin 103.8 Facebook page.
This is the Spin Talk Podcast.
Catch Spin Talk with Lauren live on Spin 103.8 weekdays from 1.